You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Greetings from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. This week's edition of Mason's Mailbag takes us on the road to the heart of everything NFL, at least for this week. The Scouting Combine. You've got 330 players here in Indianapolis, most of them working out, all of them getting various medical checks, interviews, etc. Big week in terms of draft preparation, and the draft is where the focus of the mailbag is going to be for this week. Let's start with the question from Cole Berkeley. Do you see Denver drafting Christian McCaffrey in the first round as a best available pick, similar to the Shane Ray pick, or do they address the O-line need? Well, I think the Broncos are going to go with the best available player. It may not be Christian McCaffrey, though. There's other positions, other players that may be at the top of their board. Everything, though, is predicated on getting off to a good start in free agency. If you can take care of the needs in free agency to make sure you've got a quality starting 22 plus key backups like number three receiver, pass rushing defensive end that comes in sub packages, et cetera. If you can do that, then you have the freedom to take the best available player no matter what. Now, could be offensive line. We'll see. There are some offensive linemen who project in that mid to late first round range, even though it's not a very deep class. You know, maybe Ryan Ramczyk falls to 20 out of Wisconsin. Maybe Garrett Bowles from Utah is there. Certainly he seems like the kind of nasty lineman the Broncos might like to bring some energy to that room and to that position group. So there are possibilities, but I do see the Broncos taking best available player. And if Christian McCaffrey is at the top of their board and is available, then it would be him. But if not, could be somebody else. We'll see. Next question from John Sanisteven, and if I mispronounced your name, I apologize. What do you think if Denver moves up in the draft going after O.J. Howard with a left tackle add in free agency? Well, if you want a left tackle who can really step in right now and help, I think you've got to look to free agency. Now, you have some possibilities. Ryan Ramczyk, Garrett Bowles, talked about them in the first answer. They could eventually be left tackles, but they may not be ready to be a top-level left tackle right away, just given the steep climb of going up from the college to the pro ranks. O.J. Howard, outstanding tight end, obviously, out of Alabama. Most pundits seem to have him being the first tight end off the board. But here's the thing. Tight end is such a deep group this year that you don't have to pick a tight end in the first round to get quality unless, for some reason, which would be very unprecedented, there's a huge run on tight ends in round one. Guys like Bucky Hodges from Virginia Tech, Jordan Leggett from Clemson, you know, Evan Engram from Mississippi, you know, David Njoku out of Miami could be a first rounder, could be a second rounder. Adam Shaheen from Ashland, if he has a very good combine time. A lot of guys, a lot of quality at the group. It's the deepest tight end class I've ever seen. So you can get a quality tight end, and you can wait until day two, second round, even third round, and you can get guys that ordinarily would be late first to second rounders, maybe even as late as the end of round three. Perhaps the compensatory pick could go to a tight end. So while you like O.J. Howard, the quality of the tight ends means that unless you've clearly got him the highest tight end on your board, clearly ahead of everybody else, you don't have to pick a tight end. You can wait and get better value. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, which of course will be after the start of free agency, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or please find me on Twitter, I'm @MaceDenver, and you can use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question. Till next week, take care, and thanks for watching.